Okay, let's see where we're up to over here. We were talking about the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Over there, it speaks about Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Last thing we spoke about is those drushas. Remember, we had those two ways of learning the same drusha. Do you learn it because it's Roiv Mayim, or do you learn it because it's Shana She'avra? The only difference would be certain types of vegetables that, for some reason, they want them to harden, to firm, so that they don't give them water in the new year, only old year, but they do have Roiv Mayim. That was the Ika Binai. Now the Gemara says, the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, by the two dots, my time. It says, Echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Why is Echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon? Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Elazar, in the name of Roshia says, Poyol V'yatsu Roiv Gishmei Shana, because most of the water has already passed. By the time you hit this time of Echad B'Shvat, most of the water has already passed. And V'adayin Roiv Tkufa Mi Bechutz. And sounds like you're saying another reason. And it hasn't even passed most of this season. The Gemara says, what does that mean? What's the end? My Ka'amar, what is this? What's the Adayin? This is Gemara Hachikom. This is what it really means. It doesn't mean to say it's another reason or it's a strength to it. It's the opposite. It says, Af al pi sheroiv tkufa mi b'chutz. Even though most of the season has not yet passed, it doesn't make a difference. Hol v'yatsu roiv gishmei ashah orei. It is Rosh Hashanah because they have gotten the nutrients that they desire or that they need. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Tanur Rabbana, Maisa, we're on the bottom of Yudal Ramanal. Rabbi Akiva, Shalikit, Esrog, Bechad Bishvat. The story of Akiva. And he picked Esrog on Echad Bishvat. We'll have to see if that date is really important or telling, indicative of anything. But that's when it happened on Echad Bishvat. Nogba Shnei Isurim. And he was like two different types of miser, because that year was, year before is miser Shani, and the following is miser Bani. And he didn't know which year it was considered. Echad Kedirei Beis Shammai, Echad Kedirei Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara includes that his suffix, what if I was going to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, we mentioned if it's Echad Bishvat or if it's two Bishvat. So if it's Echad Bishvat, you're in the new year. If it's two Bishvat, you're still in the old year. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, a different version of what was going on with Rabbi Akiva. Loi minig b'shame b'shil al noag, but elaminig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, noagma. His machlokes was about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. It's interesting that the Gemara emphasizes loi minig Rabbi b'shame b'shil, like as if he's got an issue with it would being b'shame b'shil. This is not merely a question of. Of he had a different version of the story. Apparently, he's rejecting the original version. That wasn't why he was straddling the fence or being machmir. Rather, it was a totally separate machlekes, which also, you're right, he was specific about it. What is that? The Tanan. Esrog shavu ilon legimol drachim. We said an esrog tree. It's a fruit tree, but it's a very irregular one. So it's shavah le'ilam v'gimel drachim. L'yerek b'derech echad. And it's similar to a vegetable in one way. How is that? Shavah le'ilam. It's similar to a tree in gimel drachim orla revai in shavis. And le'ilam b'derech echad. Sheshas likuta isuray. That the mice, the chiyah mice, is only from when you actually pick it. That is divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel. Aymer. Esrog shavu ilon l'chol davar, and he says, Rabbi Elazar, no, esrog is comparable to ilon in every way, even in the fact that it goes basar chanasa, not basar lakita. So perhaps that's going to be the shaila, because he picked it on Echad Bishvat, but the blooming happened before Shvat. So maybe that's really what's going on over here. And that's good for itself. Says the Gemara. Umiyav dinan kitrei chumri. First, the Gemara goes back to what we said about that he was mesupik b'shamay b'sil. Do we actually do trei chumri? Can a person choose the chumras of both opinions, b'shamay and b'sil? Umiyav dinan, do we do such a thing? But Tanya, lo ilam halacha k'dir Rebbe Silo. Where it says k'dir Rebbe Shammai Oisus, really halacha is like Rebbe Silo, but he wanted like Rebbe Shammai, you could do. K'dir Rebbe Silo Oisus, you wanted like Rebbe Silo, you could do. Mekula Shammai, u mekula Rebbe Silo, let's say you want to just take the coolest of both of them. He's a Rasha. Mechum Rebbe Shammai, mechum Rebbe Silo, av akasim nemar, bekuleyem u bechum reyem. Av akasim oimer, haksil, bechoshech haylech, the fool goes in darkness. So therefore, if a person is, he's a fool. If you want Beishamah, you got to go all in. The Chumash and the Kulas. If you want to say like Beisil, then you have to take Kuleim and Chumreim. So the Gemara is bothered. If sickly, well, yada he makes hill echad b'shvat or two b'shvat. Therefore, he's machmer not because he wanted to be machmer like b'shamai, but because he couldn't really identify what was Basil's opinion. So, if he's machmer like Basil, says the Gemara. He said that we mentioned before this opinion that there wasn't a suffix of when the Rosh Hashanah is. Suffix just is when is the chiyuv? Is it go basa lakita or does it go basa lancha? If that's the all right. So you mean to say, okay, so you're saying that the suffix was Shas Lakita or Shas Chanata, but Echad B'Shvat. So they were after Echad B'Shvat, then I hear that they would make a difference, Chanata or Lakita. But if you hold that Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah, so Chanata and Lakita happened before Tu B'Shvat. So what's his saying? You're saying that Rabbi Kiva was noig like Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, no. It's an interesting addition. We're really talking about, says the Gemara, Esrog tree bloomed an entire year ago. An entire year ago. So it bloomed before Shvat, so it's for sure from the year before this year that we're on right now, as far as the blooming is concerned. But the Chanata is happening after the Shvat, almost a year after the blooming happens. Philip Ploim. Again, Amar Rab Chanina, Yitema Amar Rab Chananya, Hacha Besog Shechantu Persim Kodem Tu B'Shvat, the Idoch Shvat, Askinan. Ubedinu Da'afilu Kodem Lachain. Listen, if that's the case, then why does Rabbi Kiva have to say that he picked the fruits on Echad Vishvat? He could have picked the fruits any time because it's after, it's the next year already. So what does Echad Vishvat have to do with anything? It's really not an important detail. Just that's what happened. So therefore, that's what he said. But really, it's really about a dynamic that happened almost a year ago that it was bloomed before Shvat. And that was picked a year later after Shabbat. Okay. Ravina Amar. Kruch v'tani. Ravina says, listen, anyway, you're telling me that it says over there that it was kule b'shamei chum, it was choshesh b'shamei sil, and you're saying that's not true. So you're changing a little bit of the facts. Once you're doing that, you might as well change the date also. So kruch v'tani, let's put that whole thing together, and we'll just say this. He says, Kruch V'tani. See if I can find it. There it is. Sorry. Ravina Amar, Kuch Vatani, Loy Echad Bishvat Hoya, Elatu Bishvat Hoya, Lominic Bishai Vesil Nagba, Elaminic Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yezer Nagba. We're saying that it wasn't anyway that we're changing the fact that it's Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer, so change the date also. Say it wasn't Echad Bishvat, it was Tu Bishvat. And then the story is going to make sense. Says the Gemara a little further. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hashta de Amar Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Achar Likitasa Yisur Ki Yerek. Once we establish that Esrog that goes Basa Likita like a Yerek, if that's the case, so then Rosh Hashanah Shabbai Tishrei. So Hashanah is going to be Tishrei, because if you're saying that Likita is now like a Yerek, the Rosh Hashanah of the Yerek is Tishrei. So this also maybe is Rosh Hashanah should be. So what the Gemara seems to say over here, that Rosh Hashanah is not Tishrei, it's Tu Bishvat. We'll continue with this, my friends, and more, Bez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow, I hope at the same time. I'm looking forward to learning with you and to having a great El Agut Chodesh, everyone.